very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Stop laughing at me. Stop laughing at me. You guys, my friends are laughing at me right now. My friends, Adam Rippon and Ashley Wagner, who I did almost forget your last name, Adam, just now. I am so happy to be with you on your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Live Show Ticket Week. Welcome to
Live Show Ticket
Week. The beginning of the Grand Prix season. Oh my God. Welcome to the draft. Welcome to my favorite fantasy league.
Oh my God, Sarah, welcome to this planet. Sarah came in hot. She's had just a real quick aside. Sarah is the most social person I think that Adam and I both know. Mm-hmm. Period. You win.
Adam's solemnly nodding. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's an affliction. It's an illness.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying how social you are. And you came in hot. It's just Sarah and I in the studio. And she goes, my social battery has never been closer to zero. And that is,
it's saying so much.
That's zero dark 30. That's end days. That's, yeah, these are dark times. I have never imagined that I would exist to see the day where you would say your social battery is low.
And I do think it has. And by the way, the context of this, everyone, is that I went to a wedding this weekend that was a Sunday wedding, which means that there were parties on Thursday. There were parties on Friday. There were parties on Saturday.
Why does that mean that there's parties on Thursday?
I woke up on Sunday and I still hadn't gone to the wedding, but I had been at a party for 4 days.
Yeah.
And then I went to the wedding and I partied for another 4 days is how I feel.
So, yeah. No.
And see, I'm the person that's like so excited to celebrate you on Sunday. That's
see
the
you
difference
there.
Between you and
I'll see you at the church. I'll see you at the chapel.
Between the three of us, it goes
there's
like
a good balance.
Ashley's most likely to go to bed at 7. I'm most likely to go to bed at midnight. And Sarah's most likely to go to bed at midnight,
not
but
go
the
to
next
bed.
Day.
Right. Like skip.
To never sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. I feel like I will never leave a party early.
Empty handed.
No.
And I'm the first one gone. My Irish goodbye is.
No, you've never seen her. It's like she was never there.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
when
no,
Ashley
I just
leaves you.
Didn't go.
It's like she wasn't there. She didn't go.
You'll never know.
So I think this is a really exciting way for us to do the podcast because I have no idea what I'm going to say.
No.
Yeah.
At all. And I don't think
you're
you guys have any idea what I'm going to say.
And usually the podcast is completely scripted.
Yeah.
So
can you believe me having that little knowledge about figure skating
and
is
it's scripted?
I agreed to do that. Yeah.
I do want to tell you guys a story from the wedding.
Okay.
Which is that I stayed in an Airbnb on a lake, gorgeous, gorgeous lake. And
I love that. I love gorgeous, gorgeous lake. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
One
this
gorgeous,
time of
two
year.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous lake.
Double gorgeous lake.
Yeah.
And I was staying in a home with my dear friend Peter's family, mostly his family. So it was like his parents, Peter. And then there was a couple, a married couple, who are Peter's friends from college who I had never met. Okay. Me and this girl from this couple, we're sisters now. And I need you to know this because late on Saturday night, again, I had not been to the wedding yet at this point. Late Saturday night, picture this. We get home from the latest string of our parties. We decide, let's have a little girl time out on the deck. Let's have a little girl time out on the deck.
I love
it
already.
Do you know what we ended up doing out on the deck?
I know.
We watched the 2018 Olympic ice dance event.
Oh, I was going to say had a cigarette. So I was wrong.
That part of the night was already over, actually. We were on snacks. We were on the snack part of the night.
Oh, that's so late. Oh, my God.
She was like, what about those Canadians who are like, will they or won't they? And I said,
Let me tell you.
Let's go see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, yeah. Won't I be damned?
And then she said, can you actually turn on Ali Raisman's 2012 Olympic floor routine? And I said, yeah.
Gladly.
Yeah.
So
that's actually queued up next.
Yeah.
Shout out to my new BFF who never really watched Ice Dance and who did really indulge in it that evening on the gorgeous, gorgeous lake.
What was her hot take?
Well, here's the craziest thing.
Okay.
Is that, I mean, you know what? You guys, listeners, you're going to be mad. But I showed her Papadakis and Cicerone after we watched Virtue Moira. And she said, I think I might like this better.
French better?
French better.
What? It, that, why?
Really interesting.
I think that's a good take. I think it's a good take either
There's
way.
There's no wrong take.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I know that we did have a period of time where some listeners felt really betrayed by our dance expert, Michelle, mm-hmm. pro-French Michelle.
Well, now they're going to feel betrayed by your new sister.
I'm not going to tell you her name because she's going to get cyberbullied.
Yeah, witness protection.
She's in witness protection now.
Okay.
Yeah, they just kind of swooped in and took her as soon as she went, I think I like that better. Knock, knock at the door.
Yeah. But it just goes to show that even when you leave town for a four-day wedding and you start a new life under a new name with a new family at the lake, mm-hmm. you can't escape who you are deep down because you will find yourself being like, look at this stationary lift and it's 2 a.m. and mm-hmm. you're having a chip and a salsa and you're saying that and you're like, oh, I had a life before this.
You didn't.
No, you're living life currently.
Yeah. You didn't. You were yeah, exactly, Ashley.
That's
She's living
called
the
being
life.
Alive.
Yeah, that's called. It's called life.
This living. Is.
That's the game of I'm life.
I'm alive.
Can yeah, I thriving. Tell you guys a story as well?
Sure. This is actually just a story time episode.
Desperate yeah. for someone to tell a story who isn't me. So
it has
please.
Less to do with gorgeous, gorgeous lake and more to do with gorgeous, gorgeous me.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous Adam Rippon.
Yes. So I have been trying to like get back onto the ice and like skate a little bit more like often than, let me think about it, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, more than zero.
More Dark than 30. Zero. And so I decided that like I needed to get like new skates. And so I have like new boots that I haven't used that I got like 8 years ago. So,
okay.
But when you have.
If you're not watching the video version of this, Ashley is panicking about yes. the
horrified.
New skates.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
the first...
so they're broken in by age. They're like a fine wine now. Like, yeah, like the leather has aged because it's been sitting in a box.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've been.
It's like a red wine. You decanted it for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And exactly. I just needed
now
to let
ready.
It breathe.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I've been trying to get on the ice like just a little bit more. And the first time I was skating in these new boots, I was like, I don't know if this was a good idea. This really hurts. I don't know if I'll ever
yeah,
have new
boots
again.
Yeah, that's why my face looked horrified.
Yeah. And so, and then I was like, okay, well, like, let me just see. And so I started to kind of slowly get it together. And then I went online, okay? And I went online just to kind of go through my TikTok. And I saw a video that inspired me, and I want to talk about a woman who is inspiring me currently in
okay.
this moment.
Who is she?
She is Sasha Trusova.
Okay.
Because I'm going
listening.
Online and I'm seeing somebody who was very recently sawed in half.
This is not inspirational. This
sawed
is so
in half
bad.
Via C-section?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is it
right.
bad?
Yes, this
it's
is
sort
bad.
Of crazy. I think that she
it's
is
bad.
Skating.
It feels crazy to me, but I will
crazy
tell you,
inspirational.
It inspired me to go stop. Like if she was just sawed in half, you can try an axel.
I think she's still wearing like surgical bindings. Listen, I'm not her doctor. And who knows,
no.
maybe she is a bit more recovered. Speaking of women who need to give themselves some time to recover, can we talk about...
Me?
Sarah?
I need more time. I need more time.
No.
Sorry. Please go
our
on.
Our favorite angel on ice.
Yeah.
Who was sitting in the Kiss and Cry just 2 days after giving birth.
What?
Who?
I love how Sarah goes.
I'm nodding. I'm going, yeah. And I'm like, no, my mind is completely blank.
I'm going numb.
My brain has never been smoother.
You know what my mind is completely blank of right now?
The person's name.
Wait, you can't remember who you're talking about?
Name recollection. I've had a lot of questions.
Can you do like a guess who?
Okay, stand up and do a charade and we will. No, okay, tell us.
This whole podcast is a charade.
Oh, wait, okay, here it is. Here it is.
Okay. Coaster Naya?
Yes.
She was in a Kiss and Cry?
She had a baby 2 days ago?
Like, I don't know when in the time stamp of history this was.
No, I mean, I don't know where we are in the current timeline, but. No.
Oh, right, because her husband, who is her
pair partner,
they've sent in, like, the substitute. And so now
she's. They sent in the clowns.
Yeah.
In the cloud. Okay.
And she's now the coach.
And so she's now the coach. And she was sitting in the Kiss and Cry, like, fresh.
Was the baby there?
In the Kiss and Cry? No.
No, the baby's in the NICU.
That would kind of be appropriate, actually. Crying. The baby's crying. Coaster Naya is kissing her husband, pair partner.
Yes.
Student.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
wait, did you? I saw something online where she was like, "I saw my baby for the first time, and it was ugly."
I did see this where she was like, "It was blue."
Yeah.
She was like, "It was blue." I was like, "What is that? It's blue."
Yeah.
It's a Smurf.
Take it back.
She didn't say the word Smurf. I'm adding. I'm embellishing.
No, and she didn't say take it back either. So.
I just feel like women should be given a decent amount of time postpartum before they're giving interviews.
I do feel like
respectfully via the media.
What's the amount of time?
Oh, I don't know when I was ready to like give an interview.
She could just say no.
No, that's so true. Everyone's
No, she couldn't. Not for me.
She couldn't.
Not for me to call her baby ugly.
Moms are going through it fresh out of it, which is why, you know, for Trusova, by all means, it's your body. Go do what you want to do. But like, can we make sure that your stitches aren't going to rip?
She is like wrapping
uterus that has been sawed in half.
Yeah, no, like,
isn't
going to
fall out of you.
No, you're in two pieces on the ice. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's hardcore. It's very hardcore. And I just hope that she's giving her body the rest that it needs.
But yeah, I will agree that it, not that I was willing to disagree, but I will agree that it feels, I'll say, sudden, quick.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she might still be wearing the hospital bracelets.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it inspired me a lot and it got me to do a double jump.
How's skating been going?
Bad. It really hurts and it's really hard.
Yeah, no.
And
it's
started doing Pilates, you guys. I started doing Pilates because
I
couldn't get it out of my head after we did Women's Lore and talked about Sasha Cohen doing Pilates.
Yeah.
And then Ashley saying that when she was in the best shape of her life, she was doing Pilates, and I went, "All right, I'm going to do Pilates."
Yeah.
And how's it going? How's that going? Bad also?
I think
Pilates is no joke.
No, it's not. It's not a joke.
It's so hard.
Yeah. It's not.
I could throw up right now because of me thinking about my body in Pilates.
I don't know if it's the Pilates.
Oh my God. Can you?
It's the 4 days of living as a different person under an assumed identity.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, Grand Prix France is this week.
That's
I can't believe
insane.
We're here.
Wait, but before we get into Grand Prix France, can we just do one thing real quick before people give up on us?
We're 14 minutes in. Let's do one thing really quick at the beginning.
Real quick. Hey, a reminder. If you are listening because you're a Patreon member and it is Tuesday, our tickets for the live show at Skate America are going live today, Tuesday. There is going to be a code on Patreon. Go check it out. If you are listening and it is Wednesday, tickets are open for sale now. And just a reminder, we have 2 live shows at Skate America. We have a Friday show that is going to be at 4 p.m. and a Sunday show at 11:30 a.m. We are not going to be serving food, but
good
we are.
Good thing I like my friends canceled.
I literally, oh Adam, I'm so mad you did that because as we did a Sunday show, I just thought to myself, life of a showgirl.
Yeah,
this is it.
That's the life of a showgirl.
Oh my goodness.
Life of a showgirl.
Listen, we might all have just gotten ourselves canceled for having any opinion about what a mother does with her body post-baby. So it's...
It inspired me.
I think it's...
That could go
either
way.
You're allowed to be inspired by whatever you want. And
I just thought it was like, whether it's like good or bad, right? I'm not a doctor. I went, damn.
Yeah.
And then I went into the mirror and I looked at myself and I said... You weren't just sawed in half.
You can do this.
Jump.
Yeah.
Get your ass up and work.
Yeah.
I've got some advice for women in business. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when Kim Kardashian said that?
Oh,
in
I've never forgotten.
She goes, I've got some advice for women in business. She goes, get your fucking ass up and work.
I love Sarah telling the story. Like
that
it,
everyone
like,
knows.
You,
like no one listening
no one's
could
ever
possibly heard
let
it.
Let me tell you something about Kim Kardashian.
Well, like, I think there are probably some people who either forgot that happened. Mm-hmm. Or who don't
never
quote
forget.
It on a daily basis like me.
I quote
that might be
yeah.
my Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than our live shows in Lake Placid, which are my Roman Empire. And
yeah,
It's Grand Prix season.
All right. Now
it's
I
also
think we should
draft
definitely...
season, by the way. Can we talk about this for a second? Now, for the draft, now in years past, we've done two men, two women, one pair, one dance. Because mm-hmm. it's Olympic season, should we up the ante and do two of everything?
Yeah, I think that's only fair.
Let's up the ante. I'm all in. I'm going, yeah. That's another betting. That's a poker metaphor. I'm all in.
I think if any of us are going to
let me tell you
have...
something about Kim Kardashian. You'll never believe what this girl said.
You guys, good I just left like the friend. Lake. I just left the gorgeous, gorgeous lake.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Gorgeous, okay. gorgeous lake.
If any of us are going to have a betting addiction later on in life, it's going to be Sarah.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. later in life.
Now.
I'm addicted to this fantasy draft. I have it already. I'm here. Wow, I feel just really loose right now on this podcast.
Wait, okay. You guys, have you heard what people are calling the French Grand Prix?
Is it the like Chicken Grand Prix or something?
No, they're calling it French Skate America.
Wait,
why?
That's funny.
Yeah, because we had Beijing Neville Horn, and now we have French Skate America.
No, they're saying it, I think, partially because normally Skate America is first. So they traded for this season. So French Skate America, let's get into it.
That is actually really fun, and that should be the episode title.
You don't want it to be Gorgeous, Gorgeous Lake? Okay.
Gorgeous, our shows will lake. Be at Gorgeous, Gorgeous Lake. Placid. Gorgeous, Gorgeous Lake, okay. Placid. And there you have it.
Quickly, why don't we start with the men's event, a quick preview, if you all feel ready for it.
Ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
I mean, I think we have a couple of highlights here. Obviously, Ilya Malinin. Malinin, which one are we supposed to be setting ourselves with?
Malinin.
Yes, and I keep saying Malinin as a tick, but he is going by Malinin.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Feels wrong.
He could have a book like Malinin to Love or something, you know? It's just
did you just think of that?
Yeah, I did.
It's genius.
That's so genius.
Like, cut why would you change cord. Your name?
Cut the cameras, dead ass.
Wait, what? You just
Wait,
thought of that?
What?
Malin into success.
Ashley.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he could be selling coursework online.
Ari, call me.
That's trademarked. You have to pay her for that.
And trademarked. Yeah, so go back to Malinin, but respectfully, we have Ilya Malinin.
Malinin to Love. That's crazy.
I know. I'm really proud of that.
Isn't it crazy? Sometimes your best ideas come to you like on the fly.
In an instant, on the podcast.
In panic, for sure. I honestly think that this is going to be his event to lose. We, of course, have Andrew Torgashev, Pizza King, who's going to be making an appearance. Adam Xiaohim Fa, who's going to be kind of a big question mark, I feel like, because we haven't really seen him in fighting shape for a few seasons now. He's been dealing with injuries over the years. So I just feel like we don't really know what we're going to get out of him. But I really do hope that I don't see spray painted abs on him in the colors of the French flag.
I do. I want to see
it. I kind of think that's the only thing anyone should wear at French Skate America, actually. Mm-hmm.
Is the American flag?
He's wearing the American flag abs out of respect for French Skate America. Yeah, I agree with you, Ashley. Ilya Malinin is the obvious favorite to win here. And then I think, yeah, Adam feels like a question mark. If he skates really well, he should be right there. Nike Agadze probably is up there.
Mm-hmm. He skated
quite well. Cal Mura, like, this is a really good field. Not to mention, by the way, Max Nalimov is at this Grand Prix. Max and Ilya and Andrew all being at this Grand Prix is so fascinating to me as a like competition within competition.
Yeah.
Yes.
As we're thinking, like, Ilya and Jason Brown are probably getting two of the three Olympic spots for the Americans. I think Andrew and Max are both among maybe four people on the bubble for that third spot, which is, it's going to be, it like matters a lot how they do.
Oh yeah, totally.
I think this men's team, it's really going to come down to how are these men performing event by event by event. You don't really have a ton of room for a misstep. I did see today that Camden Pulkkinen announced that he was withdrawing from one of his Grand Prix. So that is kind of throwing in a little bit of chaos into the mix and maybe taking off a little bit of pressure from the men. But I think you're right, Sarah. The competition within the competition for that Olympic spot is getting started here, and I think that'll be really exciting.
I mean, I think these two boys, it's one of the two. That's what I think. It's Torgashev or it's Naumov. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm feeling the same.
I still want to defend our one listener who tinfoil hat about Jimmy Ma because you don't know. I agree. I think going into this, Max and Andrew, by the way, Lucas Bridgeski is also going to this event.
Soft rock,
hard fall.
Hard
not
place.
Not him.
No.
That's just our joke, you guys. We don't want anyone to fall.
No.
We really don't.
This is a really, really good field.
This is a great season opener.
Totally.
I know the season has been opened, but I consider the first Grand Prix it's begun.
I agree.
Well, we've seen appetizers.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. They've been passed around because sometimes you can find them and sometimes you really can't.
Yeah. I would say, in the four-course meal that is a skating season, you have appetizers in the Challenger Series at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You have an amazing Caesar salad in the Grand Prix season. Mm. And then main course, you go to the Olympics. And actually, I would consider national championships as part of the main course, too.
Yes.
And then for this season, it's like a dessert wine of a world championships.
Mm-hmm.
That was well done, Sarah. I was
Thank
worried.
Malene into love.
Malene into the Caesar salad, everyone.
Yeah.
Because
it's about,
we're ready.
It's
Should we
getting served up.
Talk
do
about.
You want.
Choose
do you want
a discipline.
Next. Pairs.
Pairs.
Okay.
Deanna Stolato-Dudek. Maxime
what else
Deschamps.
Is there to say? Deanna Stolato-Dudek will be there.
I mean, Miura Kihara
and Max as well.
Will be there.
Yes. I think the Japanese were in such great shape at Nebelhorn. I expect them to win. That's what I'm thinking. And I think that it'll be really interesting because I also feel that Deanna and Max want to kind of redeem themselves from last season. Not that it was bad, but I think that they struggled a little bit. It was just emotional with she finally got her citizenship. They were defending world champions all year. So I'm really curious to see the kind of shape that they're going to show up at this Grand Prix and how formidable they will be.
Mental pressure taken off of them because that's been an intense thing for them to have to deal with an entire season. It is kind of mind-blowing that just because their season was such a struggle for them, these two teams are competing against each other so early. I just think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And a preview of what's to come at Olympics for sure.
It's just replacing one pressure with another from citizenship mm-hmm. to Olympic season.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the most French Skate America thing happening at this event is Megan Wessenberg skating in pairs for France, by the way.
Why do I know that name?
Because she skated singles in the U.S. She skated singles at, like, she's been to nationals several times.
Yeah, that's why.
I've been on practice ice with her at the Skating Club of Boston.
For sure. You've met, yeah.
I know her. Yeah. No, I just, why. Like, I'm looking at her headshot, yeah. and I'm just, I already bought into the, like, French fantasy. And I'm going, excuse me? I don't, excusez-moi? I don't, like,
oui, hello.
I don't
My
know.
Name is Megan Wessenberg.
Wait, you know what we should do? We should all, like, bring berets to Skate America in Lake Placid and call it American Grand Prix France. I'm going to show up in a beret. I'm going to be holding a baguette.
Do you know how hard berets are to fit to your head? The shape is always wrong.
It doesn't matter. I'm doing a joke. I'm doing a bit. I don't care what it looks like on my head.
No, Ashley and I both care that the beret has a shape.
Ashley, I have seen Adam in a beret on top of a wig, and he can pull it off. Mm-hmm. So don't let him trick you into thinking he cares how the beret looks.
What are you talking about? I knew the beret looked good, which is why you saw it over a wig.
Also, a wig changes your head shape entirely.
It does. Yeah. Because a wig makes you the shape of your head like the shape of a boulder. Like, it's just a rounded boulder. You look like the boulder from Indiana Jones with that, like, a hairy hat on. That's what a wig does to your head. Well, that's what a wig that I buy does to your head. Not like
from Amazon.
A nice
Not
wig.
Like an expensive wig.
Mm-hmm. No. Maria Pavlova, Alexei Sviatchenko, also here at this event.
Loving that.
So excited mm-hmm. to see them. Yeah. And then the American teams are Katie McBeath and Danielle Parkman and Audrey Shin and Balazs Nagy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Katie and Danielle could be in the mix for this podium.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're in the mix. But I agree, basically.
Are you all of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I've just been in the longest agreement of my life, everyone.
Yeah. Well, get ready. It's about
to continue
get
on
even
your
longer.
4-day bender.
Yeah, now I'm in the longest agreement of my life. Yeah, and I think hopefully Audrey and Balazs, you know, kind of on a redemption arc through the season. I like this field. I'm excited to see.
Yeah, another good field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to do dance or women next?
I pulled up women.
Okay, wow.
All right.
Okay, you guys, I'm so excited for you to finally get the opportunity to watch Amy Naki.
I'm very excited to see her.
She was the one who I believe was trying a triple axel and was one of the faster skaters I feel like I've ever watched on YouTube.
I mean, again, I feel like it sounds like a broken record. This is another field that I'm really excited to see. When Kaori Sakamoto does her farewell short program, I'm going to cry.
Are you going to cry?
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best program she's ever had.
And I think I'm going to have a box of tissues with me for the women's event.
Oh, my
event.
God. This field is insane.
That's what I'm saying.
We have Rion Sumiyoshi. Then we have Chaeyoung Kim, Jia Shin,
yes.
Young Yu.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but you guys, this is
it's
what happens.
It's a murderer's
like,
row of Korean and Japanese women.
Yes.
Like,
this is what happens, like, in Olympic season where you start to look at the fields and you're like, wait, now I know everybody and I know everybody's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. And then I'm excited to see Isabeau here. I mean, this is a crazy field, though, because I don't know who will, like, I feel very confident in Kaori's ability mm-hmm. to win or be on this podium. And the rest, I think it could go a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Total. Oh, it can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I mean, you could see Isabeau on this podium. You could see Isabeau off this podium, replaced totally. By someone like Gia and Rion. You can see any combination. Maybe even Amy gets on the podium. You could see Chaeyoung potentially kind of make a comeback from her, I would say, disastrous performance at her last event. I mean, who knows? It's a wide open field, and I think you're right. I would assume it's going to be Kaori standing on top, but it also might not be.
No, it might not be.
Kaori, I think, will be on that podium.
Yeah. But yeah. But this is very competition within competition vibes.
Again,
for
yes.
Japan mm-hmm. and Korea
yeah.
in particular.
Yeah.
Well, because now it's like Gia's time to, she made a big statement at Nebelhorn. Now it's her time to like make a senior debut. For
yeah,
real.
Solidify. For real. Really yes. solidify it.
Yeah, she's been to German Nebelhorn. Now she needs to come to French Skate America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Show us what she's got.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Show us what you got, Gia.
Gia, if you are not wearing a beret,
you're out. They're going to withdraw
you. No, they should all be wearing American stuff at this one. If you're not
wearing an American flag.
You're not
eating fries. And having
what would be
a diet
American
Coke.
Garb? Like a Trump hat
Jean
and
shorts.
An eagle tee?
Ugh. That's the.
It's horrifying.
That's not the only clothes we have in America, Ashley. Okay. I know that's the only hat you have, but I.
Don't even say that as a joke. I'm a minute. Here we go.
I am joking. If you're not watching the YouTube, which you should be, Ashley just removed me from the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just removed me from the stage. And I deserve it. I am sorry that I made that joke.
And I'm not going to wield that power again because it felt
scary.
Wrong to do that to
it
my
felt
friends.
Scary. Yeah.
I felt scared.
In a country where power is really starting to become questionable, I don't want to follow down that path.
No, you don't want that. I'm
sorry.
Want that for you.
I don't own red hats because of minor hats. And it's such a shame because I look great in red.
And in red hats specifically.
Red ball caps. Every time,
red baseball
caps. I'm going to say something. Pre-2015, Ashley, you could always see her kind of like in a red ball cap. And you'd always go, God, she looks so good in that.
Yeah.
And then it just,
all
you
the
have
time.
To imagine the disdain.
How my life changed.
Oh my God, how everything changed.
Everything did change.
Life of a showgirl.
Good.
Everything's changed.
Like my friends canceled.
Okay. We have to stop. We have to go to the ice dance.
All right. Oh, well, yeah. Take it away, everybody.
No.
Are you bowing
okay,
out?
So the French, this is going to be great because.
Yes.
Oh my God. Everyone's here.
There are so many people here. So Laurence Fournier-Boudry. Guillaume Cizeron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can barely read today. I can barely see. Everything's blurry. I'm excited to watch them, and I think they're going to win easily.
Yes, I agree.
Unfortunately, that's what I think is going to happen. I'm saying unfortunately in the sense of that I feel like they have been pre-anointed in a mm-hmm. way that, especially in France, I just don't see them losing this competition.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I do think it's unfortunate in the sense that the way that they were already scored in France before this makes me think
signaled that
there's no drama in this one. That's what I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they've definitely like made a case for them to get an insane score here.
Yeah.
And it's really just a question of like how insane they will make the score, I think. I think the skating will be great, but I think that like it will set the stage of, okay, will they be on the podium? And what color is the French Federation aiming for on that mm-hmm. podium at the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other likely podium contenders, Lila Fear Lewis Gibson from Great Britain, and Charlene Guignard, Marco Fabbri, who we have not seen yet.
I know. That is really interesting that they're the only team we haven't seen of the real, like, top teams. Well, I mean, we haven't seen Evan and Maddie either.
Yeah, but I was going to say, is it that interesting? I feel like the top teams kind of do their own thing.
I feel like Charlene and Marco have done Lombardia Trophy for years and years and years. So I do yes. think this is a little unusual that they did not do that this year. But other than that, no, you're right, Ashley. Like, a lot of the top teams are just not doing early season events, which is not my favorite trend, by the way.
Yeah, because we haven't seen Piper and Paul either.
Oh, right.
Which,
I think Ashley wants to talk about Piper and Paul's program announcement.
But then I realized it was inappropriate because we're still on.
Yeah, let's finish.
French Skate America.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've really decided to, like, kind of grow up and, like, stay on one subject at a time, which we are kind of fucking killing, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It took us about 20 minutes to get into figure skating talk, but mm-hmm. don't worry, guys.
Yeah, but we're still here. We're still...
Yeah.
Queer. We're still here. We're still queer. Oh, wait.
We're still mentally at a gorgeous, gorgeous lake.
Yeah, I have something to say about queer. I'm writing it down on a notebook so that I can get back to it. Okay. And I wrote "say something about queer" in the notebook. Okay. And I'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. I think that I want to know what the Italians are skating to really badly, because they have the opportunity to, like, do something where it's like it so Italian, so over the top that, like, when we're in Milan, it could blow the roof off of, like, off of the place. And it's, mm-hmm. I think, like, that's the only route that they can go to, like, be on that podium. They need to have, like, the best material of their life. No pressure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they need the best.
Yeah, no, they need the best material. It's their only option. Especially after the way that Worlds went last year, you see that they're starting to lose that favor. And they need something that's going to make them really stand out in this crowd. And again, like you said, it needs to blow the roof off the place. It needs to be something really special.
I mean, being Italian, you have a head start with an Olympics that's in your hometown. Mm-hmm. But I do think you need to really make an impression that you deserve the head start that could give you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like,
yeah,
no pressure, but
no pressure.
No pressure.
It needs to be something I've never seen before.
No pressure, but if I've even heard a note of the song mm-hmm. that you are dancing to, I'm out.
Back to the studio.
But no pressure. Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
Allison Reed and Cellulis Ambrulevicius are also here. So, I mean, we've listed four very strong teams in the podium vicinity. I personally cannot wait to see Emily Braddy and Ian Somerville, mm-hmm. who I hope are coming to this. They withdrew from Nebelhorn. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that doesn't indicate that they're also not going to make it to France. But I would hope maybe we would hear by now if they were going to withdraw.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I'm really excited to see them. They're doing a White Crow program.
Yeah, but aren't they doing a White Crow program after a particular team just announced that they are
going back to their White Crow mm-hmm. program? Le Joie Laga, yes.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't that, like, just a staple, like one of their great programs?
It was, but I think it's probable that they just did not know that that team was going to go back to that material.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no,
and so it's just sort of like, oh, okay. All right. It's beautiful. The good news is it's beautiful music that I don't think we are going to get tired of. So
I love this music.
And these are just like, I have so much confidence that Emily and Ian can pull that music off well.
Yeah,
I agree. The beginning of a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm excited to see it.
Stoked to see them. Diana Davis, Gleb Smolkin, also here. I mean, God, this there are so many
Olympics. It happens. It happens. People like pull it together. Like I feel like over the last two seasons, because we've been doing this podcast, this is like our third full season. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's our second full.
But our,
it's our third-ish season, yes. Second full, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it just feels like everybody, like so many of everybody that we're talking about has like really established themselves on the scene. And mm-hmm. it just,
yes,
that's what it
totally.
Feels like. Nobody's unestablished. We know everybody's backstory now. It's very interesting. Also, I'm looking at Ambrew Levitches, his headshot on the ISU website. That is a gorgeous person. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, or just gorgeous?
One gorgeous, all in capital letters. It's the capital of gorgeous, gorgeous.
Doesn't get
lake.
Much better than that.
It's the island on gorgeous, gorgeous lake. Wow, beautiful photo there. Congratulations on that.
Congratulations to him. And Ashley, before we do our draft, do you want to say something about Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier? Because I feel like you do.
You better work. I am so excited. They announced their new rhythm dance. They are skating to RuPaul. What is it? Cover Girl?
Yeah, Supermodel is, I Supermodel. Think, the name of the song officially.
Mm-hmm.
Officially.
Officially, legally the name of the song.
Legally?
Trademark-wise.
I don't know. It's just like if you're going to do 90s, do something that's like so quintessential 90s. And I'm
lean into the
90s. Yeah. Lean into the 90s. And RuPaul to me is like. Oh,
very 90s.
It's
totally.
Very 90s. Smart. It's like this is what like Piper and Paul are potentially doing like show stopping their best shit. It feels like this could be like the best stuff they've ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we were feeling last season. I remember us having these conversations about the top dance teams mm-hmm. all having material that was just, it was good, but it wasn't like moving me to go run a marathon outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we felt like it's gotta be because, and by the way, there is nothing that can motivate me to do that for the record.
Yeah. I was sitting here quietly thinking that.
You're like, what?
Yeah. What would motivate me to get that 26.2 sticker on the back?
But yeah, we were thinking nothing. That we are going to get some great material next year. We felt like they were in the
They're saving,
saving
up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Saving
so,
up.
So, I mean, I hope that you're right, Adam, that we're going to get their very best shit. And I feel like we are.
Yeah. It feel because that Vincent Free Dance for me is just like one of the best things I've watched in the last few years. I love it. And it's nice because I really believe that a lot of the kids who chose the music this year for the rhythm dance heard the Backstreet Boys and they went, I guess it's like the only thing they've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piper and Paul have more years behind them.
They lived the top 40.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
For sure. They had 90s. The CDs.
Yeah.
They
still have Kaza on their computer. I think that like unless
I can't believe
using...
you just brought up that program to me. You're talking about the program that's K-A-Z-A-A to illegally download music, correct?
Yeah, of course I am. LimeWire.com. Okay. And then
LimeWire.
Yeah. LimeWire, I use them both.
Yeah.
I use them
all every day of my life. I still do
yeah.
to this day.
You still do. You still download music.
Yeah, where do you think our soundboard sounds?
Wait, do you
good
know
good thing I like my okay.
friends. Do you know I have a friend who like still like $1.29 for every song? And I'm like, that's truly a sickness.
Yeah, that's crazy.
$1.29? What are you?
That's crazy.
Well, and they're like, yeah. I want to own it. And I'm like, you should just own that you're wrong.
Because I actually really, I'm joking it. About it, but I really respect like wanting to give money to artists in that way.
Yeah,
like there are artists mm-hmm. that I really like when I hear a really great record, I'll go buy it after the fact because I'm like, I want to buy this album from this person.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like in a show of support. I don't just buy songs to listen to them.
Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Good but thing like my friends canceled. Truly. And that is the, like, what scares me about that song is that I could so easily, like, if it was written in the time of the pandemic, I could see somebody who was, like, denied access to a restaurant because they refused to get vaccinated, like, posting using themselves, that. Like, marching back to their car, like, yeah, they wouldn't let me in the Olive Garden because I wouldn't get a vaccine. And then, like,
but I'm canceled and I like my friends canceled. So,
yeah, but I'm canceled.
I'm canceled.
Would have been horrifying.
We're canceling.
I did forget to mention, by the way, and we're about to do the draft, you guys. I promise you.
Yes.
But I did forget to mention She's saying that to me. Ice Dance event. I'm saying it to Ashley, who desperately wants to stop listening to Adam. And I go, good thing I like my friends. Okay. But we are going to see at this event the debut of a new rhythm dance from Laurence and Guillaume.
Did you guys read about this?
Yeah, yes. Because they were told apparently by an official that they may not be meeting the 90s requirements with the music that they had because one of the pieces in their rhythm dance was from 1989. Is that correct?
Yes, yep. That is correct.
Okay. So I think we're getting something new. So that'll be fun to just see what they've... which it will be exciting to me to see which one of Gabby and Guillaume's programs they are appropriating now.
I think they're going to take all this feedback and... No, because that's
It's kind of like... thinking because they have the opportunity not to make, and I hope
that they do not. That's what I'll say.
If they
do something unique to them, it
will be interesting. If they do, it'll be like,
what are you doing?
Be serious.
Take a 4-day bender to gorgeous lake and lock yourself.
Go to a lake and assume a new identity in your friend's parents' house and say, they're adopting me.
Yeah. And then Okay.
Get a new program.
Wait, so queer.
Talk about queer. Okay. In my notes, I'm referring back to them. I saw now because it's like we're getting closer and closer to like Olympics time. I'm starting to see some of like the sponsorships and the photo shoots of like the skaters. I recently saw a photo of, and this is getting back to talk about queer, Amber Glenn.
I've seen this photo shoot.
There's something different in the water this year.
Yeah.
Someone's leaning into their like stardom. Because she's acting famous in a good way. Yes.
She's not acting famous.
She is famous.
She's being famous.
She's being famous.
That she has the essence.
Yes. That's exactly right. I saw this photo and I was like, this is of a famous girl in a good way. Yeah, I went, no, she knows.
Famous.
Yes, and I saw there's an aura that's like very not pedestrian.
Yeah, it's an energy field.
Where once you could say, thirsty, give her water. Now I say she is hydrated and providing.
Providing water.
I think there's something so powerful to that energy because I remember, go back with me for a minute. Okay. I remember.
Remember Kim Kardashian? She'll never be rich.
Get your ass up at work.
Okay, sorry.
I'm being bullied on a call with my friends. Okay. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say something really nice about Ashley, which is that in particular, I remember a particular moment in, I believe it was the 20, and stay with me, Ashley, because I know it's not your favorite memory, but in the 2017-18 season, and we were either at Skate America or at Nationals, and you showed up in that new, gorgeous, three gorgeous hip, chin dress.
The best dress of my life.
And I was like, the rest of the girls feel like peasants next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the being famous. You were being famous.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, there's something
I wasn't skating famous.
So powerful about that, though, that it's like you're on the 6-minute warm-up and you're like, that girl's famous. And the other
like
people
she just
are not.
Is.
The rest of them are backup dancers.
And I'm even going to say that, like,
and you want to give that off. You want to.
Mm-hmm. That, like, I'm starting to, like, all the things that I was like, ugh, like, I wish that Amber wouldn't be like, oh, I don't know what happened. Or like, oh, my God, punching her, like, hip again at the end of a program. Now I'm like, that's my girl who just, like, punches her hip. Like,
that's her
sorry,
thing.
There's, like, nothing you can do. That's my fucking girl. She's going to punch her fucking hip and she's going to go, I don't know what happened. She doesn't know what happened. Leave her the fuck alone.
She doesn't know what happened, but she is famous.
Yes.
She is so
and
famous.
And that's kind of the most important thing about her.
Yeah.
You know,
that's my friend Amber who's famous.
She's going to hit herself in the back.
Twitter,
her back hurts.
Algorithm is, I think, really shifting heavily towards Amber Glenn lesbian fans. Like, I'm getting a lot of, like, very bi, very bi, like, very
bi sister. What are you getting?
No, just the thirst that I'm getting on my Instagram. Like, it's I'm really
what
happy
do you get? You have to explain it to me because I
you're
need
getting
this
like thirst trap edits of Amber, is what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. And I just want to let it be known that I support Amber and her career. I'm so excited for her.
I don't think anybody ever. Yeah,
know why my algorithm is specifically sending me down this road. But at the same time, I'm really happy to at least be like.
Are you watching the edits? Yes.
No.
Yes.
Something you want to tell us?
I've seen a couple.
Something about queer? Should I write this down?
Write this down.
Yeah, I just maybe it's because you spent a lot of time looking at the photo that the algorithm went bye.
Here you go. She's thirsty.
I mean, we are all tagged in social content where we're talking about her looking amazing biblically.
She looks incredible.
So I think that could probably be part of what
Listen,
is happening to
I'm
algorithm.
Not mad about it. I'm so happy for her. It's just taking up a lot of my feed, and I am worried that I'm missing out on other important skating knowledge because I'm getting a lot of like.
But see, this
look at how hot Amber Glenn is.
But this is what happens when somebody's famous; they overshadow other skating knowledge, and then eventually so you're going to be like, "That is the American
girl." Eventually, I'm going to be like, "Look at how hot."
That's
Amber
the ass
is.
I saw on Instagram.
And then you're
going to
be making an edit where you're like, "Look how hot Amber Glenn." Okay. You guys, I think we have to do a draft.
Yes.
We have to.
We have to. How have you envisioned, by the way, listeners, Adam has built us a gorgeous, gorgeous spreadsheet.
Yes.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
And I do want to know, Adam, your vision for who picks first and why.
Well, I think my vision was that you, Sarah, were going to pick first because I think if...
Because I was on a 4-day bender.
Yeah, if memory serves correctly, you did get last at the World's Draft.
That is a crazy thing to say to my face.
It's a crazy fact to say. Now, facts are crazy on this
podcast. Stabbed in the front. Uh-huh. Stabbed in the front by my friend who's stabbing me in the back. I'm going to select Ilya Malin into Sarah's fantasy team.
Okay.
But his
are
last name
Snake?
Is Malinin. Yeah, Snake Draft.
I'm picking Adam Siohimfa.
Okay, that's a vote of confidence.
Adam supporting Adam. Adam C. Adam.
Adam's supporting Adams. Ashley, you get two picks now. Snake Draft.
Kaori.
Okay.
Is my first pick. And the Japanese pair team is my second pick.
Team Japan. Team Ashley.
Team Japan. Team Ashley.
My
okay.
next pick is Jiashin.
Ooh. Good one.
I kind of love the limb that you're on right now. I am going to take Fournier Boudry and Cicerone. And I am going to take Fear Gibson. I got to do it.
I am going to take Guignard and Fabry.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cow for my men's pick. And for the dance, this is hard. Okay, I'm going to go with Brody and Somerville.
Love. Okay.
I'm going to go with
Heart.
Nika Agadze.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I will take Isabeau Levito.
Damn.
And I'm going to take Pavlova Sviatchenko. No. Is that a crazy pick?
No, I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me. no, I'm going to go Stellato Deschamps.
Okay, then I will go Pavlova Sviatchenko.
Okay. For those of you keeping track at home, Ashley has one of every discipline, so she needs one more of every discipline.
I'm going to take Lukas Brejcik. And then for the women, I'm going to take Rion Sumiyoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Team Japan.
See, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
The who's of it all.
You know what? I'm taking Chaeyoung, girl.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. She could come back. I do think she's injured, though.
Not okay. Ashley knowing more about what's going on.
It's because I'm on Twitter.
It's because she's competitive and wants to beat us at the draft again. Okay. Yeah,
it's because it's Olympics. Okay. Ashley's going to show up.
I know everybody.
I am going to take Andrew Torgashev.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm going to take Young Yu.
Mm.
Excellent. I'm going to take Reed Ambrolevicus.
Okay, great. Ashley needs pairs and dance. These are your last two picks.
Oh, I'm going to take Katie and Danielle. Team USA, baby. And then I am going to go... Does it make more sense to go with...
We're not telling you.
Davis and Smolkin or the second French
We're
team?
Not telling
I don't know.
You.
Maybe you should have spent less time checking up on Chaeyoung's injury and more on fucking
Maybe
figuring
you
out who the
spent
dancers
less
are.
Less time watching Amber Glenn thirst trap TikTok edits.
Uh-huh. You guys, I was being
the
vulnerable.
Closet is glass.
Okay, who did you take, Ashley?
I picked.
Say it. She can't pronounce their name. Say it. Say their name.
Say my name. Say my name.
Sarah Glass.
Lagouche and Kaffa.
That sounds okay. Really good, actually.
All right.
Thank you.
I will be going with Shin and Naj as my final pick.
Okay, and I need a pair, and I will be going with... Oh, we've picked most of the pairs. I will go Kovalev of nice. France.
Wow.
Sur la glace.
Do you think we should do three men, three women, or that's like too much? No. Let's see how this goes. And then if we want to do three, we can up the ante at the next
yeah.
Grand Prix.
I'm into that. It's Grand Prix season. I'm so excited.
I am too. I can't
I'm
wait to
really
watch
excited too.
A Grand Prix on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be camping, so I will...
You're going camping.
Again?
You are always sleeping in the woods. Why?
Get a roof over this girl's head.
Can we put your shoes on? Let's go find you a home.
Yeah, truly. So I would just love everybody on YouTube, comment the team you support the most. Who do you think is going to take this away? Personally, I'm feeling really good about my team. Except for my last dance pick. I have doubts.
Why did you even say except?
Because I don't think I should have done that.
I'm feeling really good about my team. Except.
Redacted.
You just hear it.
Except we bleep it out.
I don't know who you could be talking about on your team, which
I
is
do
the
know who she's
part.
Talking about, but I'm not going to say it because I am reading her mind and it is redacted. it's bleeding.
No, but do you think that it would have been smarter for me to go with the Georgians instead?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. No question. Yeah, no question.
No
at all.
Question. You should have picked David Culkin. No question.
In ice stance, do you think it would have been smarter for you to go with a team you've heard of?
Like, what do you listen to yourself, Ashley?
No, but I saw their pictures on the ISU and I recognized them.
Where? Okay. Like from the back of a milk carton? Like
no, they're in the Amber Glen thirst trap edits. Is where
they're
they are.
Editing them.
Oh. Well, good luck to Team
everyone
Ashley and to
except.
Team Adam. Good luck to everyone except
yes.
Redacted.
Yes.
Strawberry dessert.
Oh my God, you guys.
I'm so happy we're back in Grand Prix season.
Me yeah. too.
And
me
too. I'm so happy that our tickets are on sale for our live show. Buy a ticket, you guys. Come see us. We want to see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. If you're around, come hang out.
We want to see you. We want to hang out.
Yeah.
We want you, I'm Uncle Sam, we want you at American Grand Prix France.
Yeah.
In Lake Placid.
At American
gorgeous,
Bombard.
Gorgeous Lake Placid.
At a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous Lake Placid.
That's right. That's right.
So. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing I like my friends.
Friends canceled. Bye, everybody. We'll see you at gorgeous, gorgeous Lake Placid.
Bye.